We were doing the Sfat Damim, we're on page Chafhei, and the Chafetz Chaim had discussed the mitzvah that we have in our parsha, that we're prohibited from lying in business. We have to be careful not to do things that are dishonest. And he gave us a bunch of examples. You can't say pluses that your item has that it really doesn't have. You can't fool people into thinking that all the produce is good by putting the best produce on top when really on the bottom it's rotten, etc. So that's what we saw last time. And now the Chafetz Chaim continues. The truth is that desire for money makes even regular people with regular vision, people who are intelligent and capable of seeing, it makes them blind. Money blinds people. Guys, if we had to end our learning right here, that was enough for today. We will be surprised as life goes on. People go through stages in life. Meaning, when a person's a bachelor, so all he knows is his desire to attain A or B or C. So at that point, his desire for money, let's grade it at, let's say it's 10 or 20 or 30, depending on how materialistic he is.
100?
Yeah. But then a person gets married, and suddenly he's under pressure to produce for his family. So then his desire for money will naturally go up to 40 or 50. And then he has kids who are hungry. And then his desire goes up to 70 or an 80 or 100. Because suddenly he knows, if I don't bring home that money, there are a bunch of hungry kids waiting for me. So the pressure for money changes as life goes on. It's a need-based thing. When all you have to do is feed yourself so you can get by. And then your desire, one's desire for money is a little bit different. Now, obviously, if a person's going to be very materialistic, he could be a bachelor and have 100 in his desire. You know, he desperately wants to have 3 Cadillacs. Okay, yeah, you could be there. But money blinds people, and there's a good reason why money blinds people. You need it. You need to eat, you need to live. And if a person doesn't believe God's running the world, so then it's a dog-eat-dog world, so of course money blinds people.
Is it possible that he's blind? You said people will rationalize.
That's the next line. That's what the Chafetz Chaim is about to say. I just wanted to explain why I feel like I'm getting blank looks here. Like people are looking at me like, money isn't blinding me. Right, you're not yet at a point where you have that pressure. So you guys are...
It doesn't come when your wife is saying this, or your kid's hungry. Or in some places, even when your kids get older, she looks like, oh, so there's lots and lots.
Yeah. Umore tera lenafshei. So a person rationalizes. He tells himself, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with this. But about things like this, these unscrupulous business practices, it says, Adam nikar pechiso. Our sages say, you want to recognize someone, you want to know who he is, check out his wallet. Our sages say there are 3 things you can tell a person by, right? Kiso, kaso, koso. Right? Kiso, his wallet, where he spends his money, how he makes his money. Koso, what happens when he drinks. And kaso, his anger, what happens when he's angry. Those are the 3 gauges. You want to know someone, that's how you see. Sheyagbir sichlo v'yichbosh et yitzro v'yitratze b'ratzon gamur afilu im haya afshar shechech haye oni al yedei ze kedei shelo liyot rasha lifnei hamakom. A person has to arouse his mind, his intellect, to be at peace, at complete peace with his decisions to do that which is correct, which is honest. Even if the cost of being honest can be poverty. Sometimes by being honest, a person stands to lose a lot. And nonetheless, a person has to make this decision. I want to be honest. I will be honest. I'm not going to give in. And the benefit is, I'm not going to be an evil person. So there's this challenge. We like to say, what's the difference? I'm not being so evil if I cheat on my taxes, you know, especially if no one finds out about it. What's so terrible? And you add to this that in truth, we say it in benching all the time. If one seeks out Hashem, he's not missing anything. And he who leads a life that's complete, that's whole, that's honest, leads a life of confidence. I was called by the IRS like 2 or 3 years ago. And they said, okay, we want to audit you. I said, okay, what do you want to know? They want to look over all the filings, my taxes that I filed. And I remember getting off the phone and telling myself, you know, the only thing that bothers me is that it's a nuisance. This is going to take a heck of a lot of time. But I got nothing to hide. I'm not worried. Now, I didn't know I had to be worried, because just because you're right doesn't mean they'll believe you. They tell me, go prove to me these are your kids. Prove to me these are your kids. What do you mean? What do you want? No, American IRS. I'm saying, but if a person, first of all, there's the desire for money blinds a person. A person has to know. You can't just rationalize it. There's a right, there's a wrong. And at the end of the day, you want to know who a person is? Look at what he's doing about his money. Is his money honest or dishonest? And a person has to force himself to do what's right, to use his rationalization to be truly rational, to do what's right and make the right decision, even if ultimately the price of that is going to be that he'll have less money. And anyway, says the Chafetz Chaim, we're taught in Tehillim and in Mishlei that by doing what's right, you end up being more confident and leading a life with greater confidence. So that's the thought the Chafetz Chaim is adding here. We will continue Bezrat Hashem with more details next week.